As we begin to move in the gift of the Holy Ghost, I begin to see God begin to manifest himself and begin to touch. And the power and the presence of God was so strong in this house. The ministering and the ministry of the Lord has already been taking place in this house. We've had three people already receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, and there's many more here that's going to receive something. And if you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, today would be a great day. If you don't mind, I want you just to sit down. I don't want us to quit praying. I want us to continue to pray in our minds. But I just want to ask you a couple questions. If I was right here and after service, I told you I want you to meet me right after service. I have a free gift for you. How many would come and get your gift? Huh? It's almost 100%. Anybody here in the house, if I had a free gift for you, you wouldn't want it? Anybody? Okay. Isn't it amazing how when we see things on our car or we see a flyer or a track or something that says free, we immediately start reading it because it gets to our mind saying, hey, I'm about to get something. I've had people come to me after service and say, Brother Smith, at my home, they just call me David, and I like that better. But they say, David, drop by the house. I got something for you. I don't never say, well, what is it you got for me? I'm all excited. I mean, when they leave, I'm like, thank God, I'm about to get a gift. We don't never ask what the gift is, but we get excited about getting something that's free. Nowadays, if you don't like it, you can put it on eBay and sell it and put the money in your pocket. And everybody likes money, and just don't tell them. But I just ask you, if I had a free gift for you, how many of you would want it? And everybody in the house raised their hand. Let me tell you about another gift. There was a man named Jesus Christ. He come to this earth. He said, I'm going to wrap myself in flesh. He said, and what I'm going to do is, he says, I'm going to walk among men and I'm going to see what kind of problems and things that are going on. And I'm going to do signs and wonders and miracles. And he says, they're going to destroy this old temple. He said, but they can't keep it down. He said, I'm going to raise it up in 3 days. He said, they're going to mock me. He said, they're going to spit upon me. He said, they're going to put a crown of thorns upon my head. They're going to pierce my side. They're going to laugh at me. They're going to put me on a whipping post, and they're going to beat me. And they're going to make a mockery of me, but that's going to be all right. He said, because I have to do this so that my prophecy could be fulfilled. And then when I come out of that tomb, he said, I'm going to go back to my prospective place, to the throne room. And he said, and then I'm going to send back a gift. I'm going to send back the Comforter. It was the gift of the Holy Ghost. And here I am, and I'm asking you, I said, if old Dave Smith had a gift for you, how many would come and receive it? And everybody raises their hand. But I'm not talking about a gift from Dave Smith. I'm talking about a gift from Jesus Christ. I'm talking about a gift that Jesus says that if you want it, you can come to me and receive the gift that I have for you. Not everybody has that gift, that the gift of the Holy Ghost. That doesn't mean something's wrong with you. That just means you haven't received that gift yet. And people say, well, what is that gift? That gift was the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the gift of the Holy Ghost in the Bible from the book of Acts on, here's how it was. It's when you begin to praise and thank God. You know, I can praise and I can worship God and I can talk to him. But when I begin to speak a heavenly language, something comes over me that I move into a different dimension with God. How many in this house would like to have a closer walk with God? How many in this house would like to know that when you begin to speak that you've got all of heaven's attention? You ever been talking to your friends and while you're talking to them, they're looking over your shoulder? Or they do like this. After a few minutes, you feel they're not really caring about what I'm saying. But when you talk to God, God tells all of heaven, y'all boys hush back there. Because somebody down there that I died for is wanting to talk to me. And there's no better feeling than when you begin to talk to God, that he begins to empower you with his spirit. And when you begin to speak that heavenly language, nobody can give you that language. No one can shake that into you. No one can pour it onto you. No one can say, repeat after me, because that's not from God. That's from man. But when God saturates your body and your spirit with his presence and you begin to speak that heavenly language, what happens is that you begin to communicate with God. And people say, well, I don't know what I'm saying. Well, that's the purpose, because God wants your full undivided attention. So God says, I come to this earth. I let them do everything that they would do to me so that I could send a gift, the comforter, back so they could be saved. The Bible says, unless a man's been born of the water and of the spirit, he shall not enter the kingdom of God. Not too long ago, I was in California, and we was looking across into Mexico, but I wasn't in Mexico. I was in California. I know a lot of people that say, you know, I know about the kingdom. I'm going to do this. There's a lot of people that know about God, but haven't let God enter into them yet. Just because you know God, that doesn't mean God knows you. People say, well, how do I know if he's going to know me? I'm going to tell you how. It's when you accept him into your life, not by just words, by saying, Lord, I accept you, but by letting him infill you with the power of the Holy Ghost. People say, well, I accept the Lord as my personal Savior. That's beautiful, and that's all fine and dandy. It's not scripture. It's just a man-made statement. And I asked my friend not too long ago that we grew up together, and he said, man, I'm a Christian now, and I've accepted God as my personal Savior. I said, that's awesome, Jeff. I said, how do you know God accepted you? He said, well, I just know. I said, do you? He said, well, I think I do. I said, well, do you? And the more we talked about it, then before you know it, he said, well, I don't know. He said, I thought I did. I said, well, that's good. That's the first step. I said, the Bible did say believe on him. And that, but that was in the book of Romans, and I don't want to go to Rome. I want to go to heaven. So anyway, I said, I'm going to tell you how you're going to know if God accepted you. He said, how am I going to know? I says, by letting him not only be Lord of your life, which was another statement that we love to use. I said, by letting him infill you with the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is not accepting God. The Holy Ghost is an evidence of speaking a heavenly language like they did in the Bible. That was an assurance that God has taken you into his fold. So in this house here today, if you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, it ain't something hooky spooky. It ain't something that somebody can pour on you. It ain't something that you can buy. It's something that you just thank and praise God for, and he infills you with his power. And then in the Bible in Acts 1 and 8 said that when you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive power. Anybody in this house want to be weak? Anybody in this house wants the devil to keep wrecking just havoc in your life? Anybody in this house just wants to keep going through hell every day? Anybody in the house wants to let God come in and him begin to fight your battles? Anybody wants God to come in and when things come against you, you say, that's just light work. I'm going to let my daddy take care of that. Handle that, daddy. Just get on up there and tell the devil that he's a liar and he's a deceiver and he's a father of lies and the truth isn't in him. I'm here to tell you your daddy wants to take care of you. I'm talking about your heavenly father. I'm talking about the one that's water when you're thirsty and bread when you're hungry and a friend that'll stick closer than a brother, a bridge over troubled water, the great intercessor of all mankind, the problem solver, the soul satisfier, the body healer, the way maker. His name is Jesus Christ. My God ain't some dead God. He ain't some plucked up God. He ain't some God that's just off on some la-la land. My God is alive and well. My God is on the throne. And he says, if you want something from me, all you gotta do is ask. So in this house, my God, the Holy Ghost is here. His power is here. If you need a miracle in this house, today is your day. If you need deliverance in this house, today is your day. If you've never received the gift of the Holy Spirit, today is your day. Because what we've been, the minstrel has played. We've prophesied on those instruments. The battle is already won. The devil don't have a chance in this house. When I woke up this morning about 6:45, when my feet hit the floor, I said, guess what, devil? Today you are about to have a bad day. I said, I'm telling you now, I'm going to put you in that phone booth, dialing 911. I said, baby, you in trouble today. I said, because I'm going to a place where Jesus is alive and well. I'm going to a place where there's signs and wonders and miracles, but the greatest miracle of all is salvation. I'm going to a place that when we begin to call upon the name of the Lord, that the gates of hell begin to tremble. So if you've never received the Holy Ghost, the evidence of speaking a heavenly language like they did in the Bible, that doesn't mean something's wrong with you because it's a gift. That just means you haven't got your gift yet. But I got great news. In this house today, the gift giver is here. Jesus Christ is in this house. The gift giver's here. So whatever you need from him, it's going to be able to happen. Nobody's going to call anyone out. No one's going to embarrass anyone. No one's going to pull or jerk on anyone. But in a few minutes, we're going to come to the front as a family. And God is going to touch each and every person that wants to be touched by him. You see, God ain't going to jerk. You know, God ain't going to jerk you out of your seat and make you come get him. God ain't going to twist your arm and say, if you don't come, it's going to be bad for you. God's a gentleman. He just waits. Somebody told me not, you know, and I said it Friday night. Somebody said, I'm just seeking for the Lord. I'm seeking. I said, he ain't got to seek for him. He ain't lost. He's right there. Bible says he's omni, omnipotent, present. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God ain't went nowhere. God's right here. In fact, God is probably right where most folks left him. God says, I'm standing here. I got my arms outstretched, and I am waiting on you to come to me. I'm waiting on you to make your way to me. But he's not going to pressure you. He's not going to pass by your all today and grab you and shake you and say, you better come get me. But he's going to stand and say, if you will come to me, I will give you what you need. Everybody in this building here today needs a miracle. Everybody in this house today needs deliverance. Just believe me, you do. If you don't think you do, you just lied. You need deliverance from lying, but that's okay. God's a forgiver. Everybody in this house needs the gift of the Holy Ghost. Everybody in this house needs to go down in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, like we just saw a while ago. Because that's what gives us power to defeat the enemy of this world. I am tired of the enemy messing with my families, messing with our finances, messing with our marriages and our relationships, and messing with our jobs and our home. I'm tired of the devil. I'm about to take dominion over that dude, because I'm telling you now, I got power over the devil. The Bible said that, my, I can tread upon the head of the serpent. He said, I have not because I ask not. So today, if you need something from God, you've got to ask him. Now, I don't know how what you believe here, so don't get mad at me. I just don't believe in unspoken requests. Because of the fact, nowhere can I find in the Bible where Jesus just walked around and started staring at him. Even though he's God, he knew what was wrong with him, but he wanted to hear it from their mouth. He'd walk by and then he'd say, what do you have need of? And they'd say, duh, Lord, I'm blind. He said, Go wash. Now, can you see? I can see. He said, there you go. Go by the crippled folk. He said, hey, what you got need of? And the guy said, come on now. I've been here for years. You know I'm crippled. He said, well, get up and walk. In my home where I'm from, you know, we got old churches, and you can hear it. It don't matter. You can hear it. I got a special unspoken request. You go back there 30 years later, they still there. I got a special unspoken request. Well, the problem is the reason they still got it is because they ain't never said what the request was. See, if you need something from God, you got to say, hey, you see, and I know what people think. People think you got to get all spiritual to talk to God. Oh, Lord, it is I am here. Shoot, where I'm from, we be talking to the Lord like where I'm from. I'm like, hey, God, it's me. What's up? How's thing going up at the big house? That's not being disrespectful. I just got to talk to the Lord the way I know. How's everything going? It's me down here. You know who I am. Oh, Dave here. This is what I'm facing. God, I need you to handle it. And I just tell him, this is what I need you to do. You see, and God said, well, that's just easy. He said, my God, I got all kind of money. I got on the cattle of 1,000 hills. I'm your daddy. I own all the glory. I got it all. He said, is that all you need? I said, that's all I need, Pop. Just take care of that right now. See, people want to come to God and get all serious and stuff. try to fill him all out. Me, I'm just like, hey, God, it's me. What's up? How's things going? I mean, I want to know how things are going up there because I'm planning on getting there. You know, I want to make sure everything's all right up there. So I hadn't heard nothing different. So I'm telling you, heaven's going to be a great place. You don't have to go if you don't want to, but heaven's going to be a great place. There's another opportunity. There's another place you can go. I don't think that's going to be a great place. So here we are. Here we are. God says, I'm here for the asking. If you'll ask me, I'll do it. Now, we're going to just let everything down. We're going to get pride out the way. We're not going to worry about our neighbors. We're not going to worry about what other people think. Because your neighbor can't give you your miracle. See, your neighbor can't save you. Your neighbor can talk about you. Your neighbor can laugh at you. And your neighbor can be your friend. But I done found out when I really need something, I just got to talk to the king. Because I'm telling you, the Almighty can handle some business when you give it to him. What we do is that we try to handle things on our own. And then when it gets so bad, then we say, hey, God, how about a little help? Me, I've been doing things different. When a little something come against me, I'm like, all right, you in for it now. Take care of it, Daddy. Get on. Come on. Help me out. I done figured it out. Jesus loves helping his bride. He ain't coming back from some beat down bride. He ain't coming back for something all broke down. God says, I'm going to handle some situations if you'll let me. So nobody will call you out. No one will embarrass you. In a few minutes, we're going to come to the front as a family. And God is going to touch each and every person that wants to be touched. We have altar ministers in this house here today. People say, well, who are those folks? These are folks that are going to believe with you. And they're going to believe that when you receive something from God, they're going to receive something too. See, I didn't come here just to preach. I come here to receive something too. When we talk to God in this place, I'm telling you, God is going to touch each and every one of us in this house. Nobody's going to leave here the same way that you came if you let the Lord touch you. Now, I know that if word's a big word. My daddy told me one time, if worms had machine guns, birds wouldn't eat them. But that's just if. I know if's a big word, but if I'm telling you, if you'll let God bless you, you can be blessed. Y'all like that, didn't y'all? That's good. Well, I'll tell you that right now. That's funny. I don't care what you say. That's right. That's right. God's going to do something great in here. It ain't nothing God can't fix with a miracle. All right? In a few minutes, I'm going to ask everybody to bow your head and close your eyes. And you say, well, why are we going to do that? I'm glad you're wondering why. I'm going to tell you why. The first reason is I want you to be real with God. You got to be able to tell God what you need. The second reason I ask people to bow their head and close their eyes is because we live in a nosy kind of world. And you lift your hand and your neighbor bumps you and says, "What the world you done?" And then the little goofy button clicks on and we tell them, "Well, there I was, you know, no. And they're going, "What? You done what?" And then as soon as they get outside, they get on the cell phone and say, "Guess what? So-and-so did. How you know that? We was in church and they told me. Can you believe it?" And then by the time it gets back to you, it's not near what you've done. You're like an axe murderer or writing hot checks or stealing, or, you know, and it ain't even what you've done. You might have just bumped your toe and said a bad word or something. But by the time it gets back to you, my Lord, you done something crazy. All right? So there's no sense in telling your neighbor what you've done, because your neighbor cannot forgive you of what's happened in your life. The third reason I ask people to bow their head and close their eyes is because I don't want anybody to leave here and say, "Well, I went down there to the church today and they run and screamed and hollered and shouted and snorted and snotted and rolled, and I'm leaving the same way I came." Now, we're going to do that regardless, but we're not going to leave the same way that we come, because we're going to talk to God. And we're going to tell God, "God, this is what I need. I come to this church today because I got a need." You see, now if we leave the same way that we come, we could have just went down to the social club or something, or went down to the park today. But when I came to church, I come to church within my mind and my heart that God was going to do something for me. All right? So that's what he's going to do. Something for me and something for you. So nobody will call you out. Nobody will embarrass you. But in a few minutes, we'll all come to the front as a family. All right, is that fair enough? Everybody bow your head and close your eyes. This is between you and Jesus Christ. Every head bow, every eye closed. Anybody in this house, right here today, you've got pain in your body right now. Would you lift your hand? You've got pain in your body. Would you lift your hand? Hands all across this building. All across this building. You can put them down. And before you leave here today, you would like that pain to leave your body. Would you lift your hand? Hands all across this building. You can put them down. Before you lift your hand, just listen to me. Every time you take a step forward, the enemy, the liar, the deceiver, Lucifer by name, he'll push you two steps back. For some, it might be your marriage. For some, it might be your relationship. For some, it might be your finances. For some, it might be your job. For some, it might be your ministry, and you've been talking to God and you hadn't been able to receive what you needed from him, because every time you try to make a go of it, the devil comes in like a flood and just messes up everything that you're trying to do. But you're in this house here today, and the presence of God is so strong, and you begin to feel something in this service today as we all begin to worship together as a family. And in this house, you felt something, and now you've come to the realization that right now you believe that God could do anything for you. And you're in this house here this morning, and you're saying, "No longer do I want to fight this situation in my life, in my marriage, in my relationship, or my finances, or my job, or my ministry. No longer do I want to fight this situation, but I want to turn it over to God and let God begin to handle my situation." And you're in this house here today, and you need God to do that. Would you lift your hand? Hands all across this building. You can put them down. Anybody here in the house today, you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. It's what I talked about a while ago. It was an infilling of the Spirit of God that only comes from heaven. And here's how it works. It's as you begin to pray and you begin to talk to God, you begin to hear a heavenly language come upon you. It's not a language that you speak. It's not a language that you know, but it's a heavenly language. And as far as you know, you've never spoke that heavenly language. It is a true gift that comes from God. Because you haven't spoke it, that doesn't mean something's wrong with you. That just means you've never received that gift. But you're in this house here today, and as far as you know, you've never spoke in a heavenly language like they did in the book of Acts. Would you lift your hand? Anybody in the house? I see hands. I see hands. I see hands. It's beautiful. You can put them down. And before you leave here today, you would like to speak that heavenly language. You would like to communicate with God. Would you lift your hand? I see hands. It's beautiful. I see hands. It's beautiful. I see hands. That's beautiful. You can put them down. Anybody here in the house today, you've had the gift of the Holy Ghost before or the Holy Spirit, but you need a renewing in that gift. Would you lift your hand? You need a renewing in that gift. That's beautiful. Beautiful. You can put your hands down. You can lift your head and open your eyes. I want to thank you for being so obedient. I could safely say here today that probably over 60% of the church lifted their hands today. What does that let me know? That lets me know that God has found favor. Not that something's wrong, but that God has found favor and that he wants to touch needs in this house today. And what a God to meet us here to say, whatever you need, I want to take care of that need for you. Many folks lifted their hands today for the gift of the Holy Ghost or a renewing in the gift of the Holy Ghost. Many folks lifted their hands here today that had pain in their body. Many folks lifted their hand today that they have problems, maybe in relationships or marriages or finances or jobs or ministry. So God has opened up the window of heaven to take care of every need. When our altar ministers begin to pray for you, they're going to ask you, what is it you need from God? If it's something that you can tell them, tell them. If it's something personal, just say, it's personal. I'm going to tell God. They'll back away. You tell God. And when you're done telling God, they're going to agree with you. And we are going to believe that God is going to hear every word that you say. For the ones that have pain in their body or you got situations in your life, you have to call it by name. I believe in loosing and binding. I believe that if you have something on you, you're bound with it. So we need to get it off of you. Let's just say, for instance, it's back pain or leg pain. You just got to say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I loose this back pain from me and I'm binding it in the pits of hell. And then begin to thank God. When your pain leaves, nobody can tell you you didn't get your miracle because you don't have pain in your body anymore. We saw miracles last night, and signs and wonders last night. Okay, and we'll see it again today. For the ones that need the gift of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, whatever you'd like to call it, or a renewing, after we repent together as a family, all I want you to start saying is, thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. As you begin to say, thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost, you're going to hear that beautiful language come in your mind. I'm going to break it down Louisiana style. It's going to sound like jibby-jabber. It's going to sound like a language you don't speak. That's the Holy Ghost. Because nobody can give that to you but Jesus Christ. So as you hear that gift of the Holy Ghost in your mind, if you'll just open your mouth and begin to speak it, you will be receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to give God some high praise for that. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's the greatest gift of all. All right? That's the greatest. If the whole house will stand, I like our altar ministers, ministry staff, you know who you are, to come line up across the front from side to side, please. Hallelujah. Here they come. They're lining up. God's doing great and mighty things. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Now, many people lifted their hands here today. In fact, just one time, I want us to lift our hands and just pray right now. Ask the Lord to touch us in Jesus' name. Here's what we're going to do. I believe God's about to do great things. We had many people that wanted the gift of the Holy Ghost for the very first time. And we had people that wanted to be renewed in the gift of the Holy Ghost. We're all going to come down, but If you wanted to, you might be next to a friend, a family member, a co-worker. You might be next to a guest that you don't even know. There's folks here that probably didn't even lift their hand, but since I've been talking, you thought of something. You say, goodness gracious, I could have let the Lord take care of that. You're okay. God's a God of second chance. You can still come. But you might be next to a friend, a family member, or a co-worker, or someone you've never met, and they might want the gift of the Holy Ghost. You might have to ask them, would you like to come and pray with me? And we pray together and the Lord fill us together. Because God's going to fill every person in this house today with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Everybody in here is going to be moved. So now, if you wanted the Holy Ghost for the very first time, or you wanted to be renewed in the gift of the Holy Ghost, I want you to begin to make your way. I want you to come. Ask your neighbor. You want to come with me? And here they come. Ask your neighbor. If you want to be renewed in the Holy Ghost, I want you to come right here in the middle. Right here in the middle between this gentleman right here and this lady right here. Just come on down. Come on down. If you wanted to be renewed or you wanted it for the very first time, here they come. Just come on a little closer because there's going to be many folks. If you wanted to be renewed or you wanted it for the very first time, just come on. Come on down. If you want to be renewed in the Holy Ghost or for the very first time, come this way. Come this. This is renewing and for the Holy Ghost for the very first time. We got many folks. They're just coming on now. They're still coming. There's a great harvest here in the altar today. Now, altar ministers, I want you to listen to me. When you pray for someone that receives the gift of the Holy Ghost, especially if it's for the very first time, I want you to get our attention or my attention or the bishop's attention because we want to give God high praise in this house. Now, if you had pain in your body or situations in your life that you needed God to take care of, I want you to come in behind. I want you to begin to come, and here they come. All across this building, you can line up. Can you, young ladies, come closer from us? Can y'all come closer from us? Thank you so much. That's beautiful. Folks are coming down all across the building. Look at your neighbor and say, would you like to come pray with me? Would you like to come pray with me? I believe God's doing great things in this house. Here they come. They're still coming. They're still coming. Altar ministers, you know who needs the gift of the Holy Ghost, and they know they want it. They've already signified that they want it. So I love to pray for everybody, but I want to pray for the ones first that need the gift of the Holy Ghost because that's the greatest gift of all. We're all about to repent. I know I'm taking a little time here, but I like to give instruction. We're all about to repent. We're going to ask God in a few minutes to forgive us. I cannot repent for you. I can only repent with you. So what we're going to do in a few minutes is we're going to pray the prayer of repentance together, okay? But you're going to have to pray it for yourself. I cannot do it for you. I can only do it with you. I'm talking to God and asking Him to forgive me because I need Him to. Just like you're talking to God and asking Him to forgive you. After we ask God to forgive us, if you feel comfortable, you can lift your hands. And as our altar ministers come and begin to lay hands on you, the Holy Ghost is going to pour out upon you in this house. There'll be miracles in this house. There'll be signs and wonders in this house today. But first thing we're going to do is repent. Are you ready? Let's repent together. Say, Lord, forgive me of all my sins. Forgive me, Lord, of everything that I've thought, everything that I've said, everything that I've done, everything that I've heard. Forgive me, Lord, of things I don't even realize I have done. Forgive me, Lord, of everything that I've thought, everything that I've said, everything that I've done, everything that I've heard. Forgive me, Lord, of things I don't even realize I have done. I give myself 100% to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for my miracle. Thank you, Lord, for my deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for filling me with the gift of the Holy Ghost, the evidence of speaking a heavenly language. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. I want us to pray all across this house. Lift your hands and begin to pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, altar ministers, find someone. Begin to lay your hands upon them right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, that your name will be exalted, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Receive it right now in Jesus' name. God, let it happen right now. She's right here speaking a heavenly language right here. Mama, there you go. You're speaking a heavenly language right there. You're receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. There's two right there. Hallelujah. We had three already. She was one of them. That makes five right there. Come on. It's about to happen right now. These two are about to receive the Holy Ghost. They're about to talk in tongues right now. Hallelujah. We've already had five total today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's six right there. Right here. All right. That's six right here. My brother's talking in tongues. Mama's about to talk in tongues. Come on. There you go. She's telling me. There's seven right there. Hallelujah. There's eight right there. Come on. Y'all doing good, altar team. Let me know when they're talking in tongues. There's eight brand new people right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, Mama. You about to talk in tongues. Come on, baby. You about to talk in tongues. Number nine right there. There's another one that received it for the very first time. Come on. Come on. She's talking in tongues. We're going to pray right now. Hallelujah. There's number 10 right there. Come on, church. Come on. I'm telling you, God's about to fill. Come on, I want some high praise in here. There's number 11 right there. I say the Holy Ghost has fallen. Receive the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. There's number 12 right there. She's talking in tongues. It's not over yet. Come on, church. I said it's not over yet. I think we got one going down in Jesus' name. I think we got... Oh! She getting the Holy Ghost right here, Mama? She's talking in tongues right here. That's number 12 right there. Come on. Come on. That's number 12 right there. Come on, let's give God some high praise up in here. Come on, church, we're not done yet. We're not done yet. It's about to happen right now. Number 13, right here. To God be the glory. Let's give God some more high praise. Come on, it's not over with. We still got people wanting the Holy Ghost. We can't stop praying now. We can't stop magnifying God now. We done had 13 receive the Holy Ghost. done had 13 receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Come on, that's 14 right there. Come on, we're not going to stop right now. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party. Come on, I want to give God some high praise up in here. We done had 14 receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We got people being baptized in Jesus' name. Now ain't no time to stop. It's time to magnify God. Receive your miracle. Receive your deliverance. Let it happen in this house right here, right now. Well, makes me want to shout. Worthy, 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 worthy Give God high praise. Let's give God high praise. Let's give God high praise. Let's not stop praising Him. Let's not stop thanking Him. Let's not stop giving God glory. Hey, hey. All the honor with all the praise makes me want to shout.
Feel.